media.
Hi, can I speak with Jose?
Speaking.
Hi, Jose. This is Saria from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Good, ma'am. How are you?
Good, good. I was going to walk you through your online checkout to process your loan. Is this a good time?
It's perfect. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. Are you near a computer?
Yes, I'm in front of my computer.
Okay, great. So if you could go to www.online or ondeck.com/checkout.
Okay, hold on a second.
Sure.
Computer's moving a little slow.
Oh yeah, no worries.
Okay, so
www.ondeck.com. And then slash checkout.
Checkout. All right. Then hit enter.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. And then we're going to create a sign in. So this will be in order for you to access your account. So you'll need that following information, the business tax ID, and I have that if you need it too. Do you need the business tax ID?
No, I haven't.
Okay, great. Yeah. And then take your time. Once you have it all filled in, you hit sign in.
I'm going to hit get started.
Okay, yep. So you were able to confirm your email address and enter a password?
No, I haven't done anything.
Okay, yep. So just go ahead and click get started.
Yeah. Okay, so do I have to put how much would you like to borrow?
Nope, it should be. What is your page say right now?
It just says OnDeck Business Financing from OnDeck. And it looks like I should hit sign in.
Yep, hit sign in, and then you should be putting in your business tax ID. It should have a box for the business zip code, the last four of your social security number, and your birth date. And then you should be able to sign in if you fill in those four boxes.
Click on it.
Okay, and then the next page, let me know if you see a page that says account claimed. Reset your password.
Yeah, it's not I'm not clicking. Let me see.
Okay, yeah, take your time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm hit sign in. Let me try my, I'm trying to do it from my virtual computer.
Oh, okay.
Let me try it from my computer.
Sure, sure. Take your time.
Deck.com. The .com was it was a dash check-in?
Slash checkout. Just like a little slash and then checkout.
Okay. It goes on my regular machine.
Yeah. And then it should be a part that says, yeah, claim your account, sign in. And then,
www.ondeck, right?
OnDeck.com. / checkout.
There's nothing here for some reason. It's
not loading?
No, because there's nothing here. Whatever you were looking for doesn't currently exist at this address unless you were looking for www.
And it's like a slash, like not a dash, but a slash, you know?
Oh, it's like a regular dash in the middle?
No, not a dash, but like a slash. I could email you a link if that's more helpful.
Oh, with that, and then I just click on it?
Yeah.
On my virtual, I'm on the site, on deck. For some reason, I try to hit sign in or not letting me sign in. And then I'm on the machine, it does. There's nothing here.
Okay, let me just forward you the link, because that'll probably just be easier. What email address should I send it to? I've just got lsmith@dollmedia.tv on files. Is there a better one for you?
Yeah, for me it's jrodriguez@dollmedia.tv.
Okay.
For like first name, letter, and then last name at doll-media.tv. Same as Lisa's. No, I'm using up a cube or
desktop. Okay, let me just plug in your email real fast. Give me 1 second and then I'll send it to you and then we'll just go from there.
Okay, thank you.
No problem. jrodriguez@doll-media.tv, correct?
Yes, doll-media.tv, yes.
Okay. All right. So I just sent you that email. It should come from soraya@bankofcardiff.com, and then there'll be a link there to click on for us to get started. Might take a minute to come through. No, okay, that's fine. It'll probably just take a minute. Is it hot in Arizona right now?
No, it's kind of overcast.
That's good.
It'll be like that for this week, and then the heat will come back.
It's nice. Enjoy the break.
Yeah. It's only storm season, so you usually get a week of storms, and then it gets hot again.
Oh.
What kind of?
Like thunderstorms?
Yeah, we get like sandstorms and lightning and rain. Yeah, it's pretty intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get any of that in California, really. Just occasional earthquake.
Oh. Oh, and fires.
Yeah, and the brush fires. I forgot about those.
Yeah. I remember leaving San Diego, and I looked in my rearview mirror, because I had a meeting in San Diego.
Uh-huh.
And I looked behind my front mirror, and I said, oh, I ain't going in there. It looks like an inferno going into San Diego.
Yeah.
So I turned around, and said, I guess I'll cancel my appointment.
Yeah.
But I can't believe how big that fire was.
Yeah.
It's
crazy. It's scary.
I know. For some reason, I'm not getting it. Did you want to check it again? So, jrodriguez at JRODDAL-media.tv or dash media.
Yeah, JRODRIGUEZ at DAL/media.tv, right?
Yes, dash media, yeah. The dash right between it.
Yeah.
Between DAL and media.
Yeah.
So a hyphen.
Yep, I sent that, and the subject was online checkout. And it came from, maybe just check and make sure it didn't go to your junk or something, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah, I should get that. I think that, too. My junk. Good thing you told me to go to my junk. I found some stuff that I've been waiting for. I always forget to check the junk, too.
Yeah, me too.
And it was funny, I was reading this article this weekend about families that get married that are young. You know, they get married and they join this Akiter's cult. Have you heard of that?
No, what's that?
They just move like to a big city like Chicago or New York, or and they have kids and everything. They raise their families, but they eat junk. You know, they live like in buildings that are abandoned, and they go through from garbage can to garbage can at night, and so they're called the junk eaters.
Why? Just
or garbage eaters or something like that.
Do they do it because they're poor? They're just poor, or
I think it seems like they just give up on life. You know, like we want to be married, but we can't afford it. And
wow!
So we're gonna live in buildings that are abandoned and eat food that's in garbage cans.
Sad.
So they don't pay for anything.
Aww. It's really sad.
Yeah, man, I was looking at this family that they had four kids. Like, wow. They did that for like 5 years. And finally they decided not to do it anymore.
Uh-huh.
So they both got a job, and they build a house and everything.
Good. I mean,
they got four kids.
It's like, you think if they had the option, why would they not always, you know, do that rather than...
Yeah. That's crazy. Your email.
Oh, you did? Okay, yeah. There's a lot of homeless people in San Diego. I mean, I guess I imagine if I was homeless, I'd come to San Diego, too. It's warm, you know.
It's a good pick. It's a perfect place. But a few weeks ago, somebody was... I think they were killing the homeless.
Yes, yes. There was a guy here doing that. Crazy.
Oh, did they catch him?
Yep, they caught him. I think he was like an army guy or something, or he had some kind of past where he was like in some sort of military service where, you know, I think he might have gotten some kind of mental problem from that possibly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Homeless people, they already, you know, homeless.
I know, it's already so sad. And
they're already down at the bottom.
Yeah. Jeez, leave them alone. Yeah, sad. It's crazy. But
so what zip code did we put in the, is it the 85377 business zip code or the physical one? That
let's see.
5324?
Should be. I have 853, it's either, I think it's 85324, that should be, because that's the location zip code.
Okay, 5324, yes, the physical location.
Okay.
Because we have a P.O. box.
Yes. Yeah, let's try the 853204 first.
Okay.
And then after you hit sign in, the next page is going to say, ask if that's the best email. Let me know when you get to that page, because it may have Lisa's email, I mean, not Lisa. Well, it could have Lisa's email, I think, on there.
It's
got yours?
Got mine.
Okay, perfect.
Please enter your new password.
Yeah, so this will be you making a password, and it'll just be a way for you to go on and be able to check your account and such, so it just something that you can remember.
Okay. And then hit submit.
Yep, and then next it should show you the checkout page, and it's going to show you the loan term and the pricing that Nicole went over with you on the loan. There shouldn't be any fees. It should just be the loan, the payback, and then the payment.
Okay, so it says 30,700 term loan. It's paid down $30,770.26.
Okay, that's your old loan, right? How about, does it have the new loan there?
No.
Checkout for the new loan, no?
No. Your application, but it does say your application has been approved.
Okay.
Continue. Should I do
Yeah.
that?
Yes.
Maybe that'll bring it up.
Yeah, let's see if that
But
connects
that's
with
the
it.
trend. Oh, here we go. Okay, this is it. Yeah.
Okay.
This makes sense. Okay. It has my renewal amount. Total payback is $176,994. Weekly auto pay $6,807.
Yep.
Hit checkout.
Okay, and then yep, that's perfect. Next page, it may ask you for your full Social Security if they don't have it.
Okay.
If not, it'll go to the questions. So let me know what you're seeing when you get there.
Okay. I'm clicking checkout.
Okay. Is it asking you questions yet or not yet?
No, I was trying to hit checkout.
Okay. Yeah, maybe it's just
Got it.
loading.
Oh, okay. Says decision progress complete. And the graduates, your loan renewal is approved.
Okay.
Here's your offer. Let us know if you have any questions. And I should hit checkout, right? And it should go.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not going.
Okay.
So I'm double clicking on checkout.
Okay. Maybe just
That should wait, right?
yeah, just maybe give it a minute, see if it if it
Loads
moves
and stuff.
on. Yeah.
Okay. It's moving good.
It's
We're flying.
moving.
So
It's
you live in San Diego then, huh?
yeah, I live in I'm actually I'm from upstate New York though, so but I've been out here about 6 years.
Oh, okay.
So
What
I'm
part
you
of upstate?
Albany, New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I grew up in Queens, New York.
Oh, really?
In the city. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah. I used to go to like the city and stuff sometimes. Cool there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I'm glad I kind of grew up in it, but I don't think I would raise a family there. You
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, I could soak like tight quarters there, there's no space.
Yeah, and you know, the threat level to the terrorism is kind of
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah, that's a good
People
point.
are pretty, I know they're kind of a little uptight when they
Yeah. Yeah, Arizona
Oh,
seems safer. We see probably safer out west, hopefully, from all that.
yeah, I think we're more relaxed out here, you know, in
Yeah.
Arizona, San Diego.
Definitely.
But the threat still exists, that, you know, because they're looking for soft targets. So they'll have to be careful.
Yeah, that's true. You never know like, where anywhere could be,
Oh, yeah. So they want easy targets, you know. That's why I
Yeah.
like them. When we were in Iraq, they were in Afghanistan, they would go after us there. You know?
Yeah.
And then they'll be fighting our military, not killing any innocent people.
That's a yeah, it's like it's scary that they're all, so many of them sympathizers are just, mixed among us here. It's like you just don't know where, when. Scary.
Some have been raised here and born here and they're US citizens, you know. But they're patriotism is somewhere else, you know, in the religion.
Yeah. It's scary.
So how come?
It's not moving, that page?
Yeah, I'm stuck on the checkout.
Okay. I would try...
No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, maybe click it one more time. If it doesn't work, I guess we could just re-sign back in, you know? Maybe it's just frozen. We can just go back in. And
okay, so we won't get two loans, right?
No, because we have to hit like agree and such. And I think it's just so for some reason I think that page sounds like it got stuck.
Okay. So go back then.
Yeah, maybe just click if you click off of it and then re-click on that link and then sign in again with your email and password.
Did you want me to try like refresh or?
I think it might be better if as long as you got your email and your password remembered, we can go ahead and just sign in again.
Okay.
And then
get out of it completely.
Yeah, I would just get out of it and then
do it. Okay.
And then go on that link again. But then this time, when you look at that link, instead of putting in all your info, you're just gonna have an email and password ? Hit sign in, and then you can sign in with your email and password.
Sign in automatically.
Mm-hmm.
So,
it signed you in automatically?
Yeah.
Okay.
So now I clicked on the documents.
Okay.
We have documents, but I don't want to go to documents, right? I want to go to account.
Yes. So what are you seeing now on the screen?
I'm seeing the old. So the only way I could get on the new one is to your application has been approved and continue.
But yes.
It's not showing the new. So do the continue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it shows the new one.
Okay.
Resident loan renewal is approved.
And then you should be
able. And then hit checkout again.
Yes. And then hopefully just this time it'll work.
It's not. Should I look at, there's at the bottom it says how do weekly payments work? Should I click on that?
Only if you have questions, but if you don't have questions, you can just
not worry about it. Okay.
Yeah, if you have questions. Yeah. I think it's just a once a week poll instead of a daily poll. I believe it's on Tuesdays, but we can double check. And then it's just they only take the money once a week versus the 5 days a week.
Right. For some reason, they're still not letting me check out.
Okay. So you're hitting the checkout button and then nothing's happening?
Correct, yeah.
Okay. I can call real quick. I can call the guy that set this up and just make sure that it's good to go because it should be taking you to the next page, and if it's not for some reason, maybe they can go in and fix a link or something. Is it okay if I call you back in like 2 minutes?
Oh, no problem. I'll be here.
Okay. All right. I'll call you right back.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.